I'm here at Folly Wildlife Rescue near Eridge, and I'm joined by Charlotte McLaughlin. Hi Charlotte, nice to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
So tell us, first of all, about yourself and what your role is here.
So I am the supervisor here at Folly Wildlife Rescue. So my role, so it's kind of like a dual role. I have work on the animal care side. So I look after the animals, give them meds, treatments and clean them out. And then I'm also here to support all the staff members and make sure everyone's doing the same thing and giving support where they need it and extra training.
So can we have a brief overview of Folly? I think a lot of people are aware of its existence, but many people may not really know what you do. You rescue and you care for orphan, sick, injured wildlife and birds.
Yeah.
It's not domesticated animals, right?
No, so we take in any British wildlife and we don't deal with domestics. It's always best to take them to your local vet because they have more authority and power to look after those animals. We just treat any orphaned, injured, sick British wildlife, from mice to hedgehogs, birds, badgers and deer. We see them all, so.
And it's a hospital, it's not a sanctuary, so once the animal is healed, cared for, it's released.
Yeah, so our whole aim here is to treat, rehabilitate and release animals back into the wild, because that's where they belong. That's our goal.
How many animals do you think you see in a year, approximately?
So, roughly, it's about 3,500. It can depend on the year. Yeah. And they come into us, and obviously we've got an expert care team who provide their care on the day-to-day stuff. And then we have a veterinary team as well who comes in and gives veterinary procedures and treatment plans.
So this would be the general public contacting you to say that they found a sick or an injured animal?
Yes.
Or do the police bring you animals and creatures?
Yeah,
as well?
So it's majority is members of the public, whether they've just found an animal or even their pet, their cat or their dog may have found an animal, and they bring them in to us. We have an advice phone line that you can contact as well, but we do get the occasional, the police bring some animals in. So the other week we had two pigeons brought in by the police, baby pigeons. Sometimes we get transfers from the RSPCA as well as other local vets that take in wildlife, but they send them on to us for specialist treatment.
Would you prefer that people call you first of all rather than just bring the animal in? Because sometimes it may not be appropriate, right? Or sometimes the animal may not actually be sick.
Yeah, so it kind of depends on the case. So we're always open for a phone line. It depends, sometimes we don't have receptionists, so it's not 24/7 sadly, but if there's any concern or query, you can pop us a call and we can give you advice over the phone. Sometimes it's very difficult because unless we can see the animal in person, we're not quite sure what's wrong, so generally it is best to bring them in to have a check over, and then if it's just a case that they just need 48 hours rest and recuperation, we'll get them back out as soon as possible.
Do you try to release the animal where it came from?
Yeah, so that is the big part. We do like animals to go back to where they came from, particularly adult animals, because they'll have their own territory, they'll have their own mates in the area, and we know that as there's a population of that species in that area, we know it's got a good environment to support them. Mm. So we always like them to go back to where they've come from, ideally.
So clearly it's a lot of hard work for all those involved. What's the general setup? So how many people help to run this place then?
We have a team of four core animal care staff who see to the day-to-day medding, support, feeding, cleaning. We have a team of three in our vet team. We have two vets that are here part-time and a veterinary nurse who's here full-time. We have the people in the office doing all the background stuff. And then we're supported greatly by volunteers who come in to help us with the cleaning because it's very busy and there's lots of animals to look after, so we have a good volunteer team that help us go along, and it's the same, we have volunteer receptionists who man our phones.
And are you always looking for volunteers?
Always looking for help. It's never too many hands on deck. So yeah, we've got lots of opportunities, whether it's reception, as I've said, working with the animals, cleaning and caring. We have a land army team as well who help with grounds maintenance. We have an education team, a fundraising team. There's lots of cogs in the wheels that help us run.
And all volunteers.
And all volunteers.
It's amazing, isn't it? And you've got some amazing patrons as well, haven't
yes.
you? Okay, we can name drop now. Off you go, Charlotte.
So our patrons, we have the fantastic Jilly Goulden, Sandra Beck, Johnny Depp and Dave Davies. So they're all patrons. So it's amazing.
You should have put Johnny Tett last. That's fantastic. And he got involved through Jeff Beck, didn't
yes,
he?
So, yes. So Jeff Beck, the late Jeff Beck, was our patron alongside Sandra, his wife. And Jeff and Johnny were good friends. And they'd brought him over to visit us back in the summer. And he loved the place.
Agreed to become a patron. That's fantastic. So do you see him often?
We haven't seen him
have
since.
Have you met him yourself?
I have met him
you
myself.
Met him?
I was there on the day that he came round, and it was all hush hush and surprise that he turned up. So.
Yeah. And you do get support from your patrons, don't you?
So Sandra donated a guitar case. There was an auction recently. The guitar was raised money for us, and then there was another three paintings. Part of the auction was donated to us.
That's so, amazing. Yeah. That's great. How are you funded? Apart from patrons and donations and whatever, do you receive any sort of funding from anywhere else?
No, so we're solely funded by public donations. We don't receive any governmental grants or other funding that way. It's purely on the kindness of members of the public. We do get some legacies through, and the Friend of Folly scheme, which is a monthly donation subscription almost. But yeah, it's just the kindness of people that helps us run and keeps us going.
Because it takes a lot of money to run this place.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it really does. It's very impressive. Do you encourage visitors? Do you have like a visitor open day, or how can people see what's going on here? Because it's a fantastic place.
Yeah, so generally we're not open to public unless it's by appointment, but we do have like an adopt a hedgehog scheme where you adopt a hedgehog, you get to have a tour of the hospital, and you get to have an up close and experience with a hedgehog as well. So that is one way to see what we do.
I know you have a great website. How can people help then?
Yeah, anything's welcome, whether you want to volunteer some time with us, making any donations, but even just spreading awareness and education of British wildlife and the threats that they face. It all helps if we can prevent them from coming through our doors in the first place. That's brilliant, because we don't want them to come here. We don't want them to be finding themselves in trouble, and we're here to help them. But if we can make sure that they're all happy and safe in the wild, that's even better.
And typical injuries would be?
Majority of the injuries that we get through have got some involvement of human activity, whether it is road traffic accidents, entanglements in fencing or netting or fishing hooks. You know, gardening incidences, so bonfires and strimmer wounds, and then, predation by domestic animals, so...
So would you say a lot of the things that you see are largely preventable, if people are educated?
Yeah, and that's one part that we do, is we want to educate people and help spread awareness of the dangers that they face.
Okay. Right, well, so many questions. Can we come back?
Yes, of
yes,
course.
Okay, let's come back and we'll look more specifically at what's happening here. So for now, practical information is on your website.
Yeah.
And that's follywildliferescue.org.uk, right? Yeah. Okay, so you can have a look at that in the meantime. And we'll come back. So for now, Charlotte McLaughlin at Folly Wildlife Rescue, thanks so much for your time.
It's really nice. Thank you for coming.